This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
CNTeam.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. And yesterday, if you're trying to get through, it was just such a busy day. We actually thought we were going to have to sort of deal with people after the program, which we do occasionally. Not our favorite thing to do because it kind of jams everybody up. And we use the calls eventually, but it is a little more efficient if you call during the actual time that the program's on the air live, and then I can talk with you. Alrighty? But our sort of mission statement is to be as helpful as possible, to be as accessible as possible. I don't think we worry about transparency, right? I don't know what it would mean to be transparent in this particular case. What are we going to hide? I suppose your name. I think my mother is the only person, my mother and myself are the only people who've ever used our real name on the program. And if I understood what I was going to be doing for a living when I first started this 1,000 years ago, I'm not sure I would have used my real name. But what else are you going to use? I mean, you can't, if you're being a therapist and you're helping people deal with reality, you can't really use a fake name, right? So mine's my real name. All righty, 855-993-7569. Please do not wait to the last 3 seconds of the program. A gob of movies to review today, so it's also helpful to call earlier so we know how to... Sometimes we get to movies, sometimes we don't. But, I mean, they're evergreen, and so we'll get to them. And they're always on my website, so you don't have to worry about it. Ready? 855-993-7569. Today is National Devil's Food Cake Day, which seems to me fairly straightforward. I don't even know. When's the last time I had devil's food cake? They now do, like, chocolate lava cake, right? When's the last time you actually had devil's food cake? Anytime recently?
No.
As a kid, we all ate it, right? But now, they're much fancier kinds of things. The chocolate world has gotten much more sophisticated. Thank goodness. We love chocolate. All right. It's also, and this one I had to look up. Let's see if you know what it is, Jacob, because maybe you looked it up as well. It's National May Ray Day. Not Fay Ray, but May Ray Day. Do you know what that means?
I don't.
I looked it up because, God forbid I should talk about something I don't know about. It actually is fairly straightforward. The idea that May may finally get some sunshine. We have actually a pretty cloudy day today, but it's supposed to get sunny later in the day, and it's supposed to be nice tomorrow, and then rain the day after that. So, but the idea being, nobody knows exactly where this came from. But the idea is, go outside because it's finally May, and get some sunshine on your body. Doesn't necessarily mean you're in a bathing suit. Doesn't actually. Do you know one of the things they're doing around here? You might be interested in this. I read about today. They're doing a naked Shakespeare in the Park.
Really?
So, yeah. I think Midsummer Night's Dream is what they're doing.
Nice.
And Miranda is naked through the whole thing. And then as the various... and they're doing it with all women, which is interesting because Shakespeare had all men playing women's parts. And this one is all women playing men's part. And supposedly as the visitors come and embark on the island, they start shedding their clothes. That should do pretty well. One hopes that it's nice weather. I don't know, the mosquitoes in Central Park, whenever I go and see Shakespeare, or Shakespeare in the Park, yeah, I always get mosquito bit. Or it rains on me, or a combination of the two. So I hope that they fare better than I do, because getting mosquito bites where the sun don't shine is probably not very comfy. So there we go. But National May Ray Day is... To go outside, you can go in a park, you can just go take a walk, but the idea is let some sunshine on you. And nobody knows who made it up. I think they made it up. I think somebody was sitting around saying, I'm tired of being inside. And so if I make it a May Ray Day, it's also, we have Manhattan Hinge around here. I don't think that's exactly what they call it. But there are 2 days a year, one coming up, I believe in June, I think one in July or something, where the sun bisects the city. So if you're on either 42nd or 57th Street, the sun is absolutely lined up with the crosstown traffic, which is not very good if you're going into the west, because you're going to get blinded. But I know it makes no sense. It sort of is always impressive to me the need that human beings have to separate what essentially is a river, which is what time is, it's into discrete elements like hours and days and holidays. We do that. It's artificial, but it's interesting. All right, speaking of which, this day in history was New England's dark day. A combination of thick smoke and heavy cloud cover caused complete darkness to fall on eastern Canada and the New England area of the United States at 10:30 in the morning. This was in 1780. Probably scared the living daylights out of everybody. I know eclipses do. Have you ever seen a total eclipse?
I think when I was a kid.
And they had the thing where they take a piece of paper and punch, you take a pinprick and look through it so you don't burn out your retina.
Yep.
They are truly spooky as far as I'm concerned. I've seen a couple of them. And we know what they are. We can predict them. We understand them. But even then, even with all that information and forewarning and scientific ballast, they're still spooky. It's the very Dickens.
Yeah.
So you can understand how our forebears had the silliness sort of taken out of them. In 1921, the United States Congress on this day passed the Emergency Quota Act, establishing national quotas on immigration. Not our finest hour, and we seem to be sort of edging toward that again. Yeah, I know. People are going to call up and say, jobs for Americans and whatever. Mm-hmm. In 1962, a birthday salute to U.S. President John F. Kennedy takes place at Madison Square Garden. And what did she sing, Jacob?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. There you go.
That's a great reenactment.
Thank you. In a dress that she had to be sewn into.
What?
And apparently left nothing to the imagination.
Wow.
Yeah, that was it was a vague scandal at the time, but not the scandal that it became afterwards when it was clear that JFK and Marilyn had a dalliance, and then he passed her on to Robert, and then the notion, her suicide, which is still under suspicion. What can I tell you? On this day in 1963, the New York Post Sunday Magazine publishes Dr. Martin Luther King's Jr.'s letter from Birmingham jail. And on this day in 1984, Michael Larson, a contestant on the television game show Press Your Luck, exploits a bug in the prize board and wins over $110,000, which until fairly recently was the most money ever won in a contest. And for those of you who don't think that math has any value to you, he essentially cheated. I never saw Press Your Luck. But what he did was he videotaped the show and then slow-motioned it and figured out that the random board on which you chose things, you flipped over cards with various questions, wasn't random at all. So he figured out the sequence. And the first, there was a wham thing or something that could take away all your money, which is the first thing he did on the first roll. And then after that, he had 45 or 44 straight rolls where he got the answers. And he was on for so long. Before that, they'd said that the most you could win was about $50,000. He won $110,000 by figuring out that random wasn't random. So see, math is incredibly practical and valuable. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, here's my dilemma. I have a coworker / friend. I mean, you know, not real good friends, but, you know, we work well together.
Okay.
And she has had a bout with cervical cancer about 11 months ago, went in for surgery.
Let me stop you for just a minute.
Okay.
So we don't get too deeply into this, and then I'll have to break, but we'll, as soon as we come back, we'll pick up the narrative where she is, that she's had a cervical cancer. Let's hear what's going on when we come back with Kathy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Kathy, who has a coworker and a friend who developed, you told me, cervical cancer?
Pardon me?
You said cervical cancer?
Yes, cervical cancer.
Okay, so let's pick up the narrative.
Okay, so that was like 11 months ago. And,
okay.
It's reoccurred now. And in between there, her daughter would take off and take her to the doctor.
Okay.
The hospital is like a 2.5-hour drive. It's, yeah.
It's,
so
I lost you on that. The hospital's what, a long distance away?
Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours.
Okay.
To the hospital.
Okay.
So, you know, she would need to stay overnight. Well, she asked me to take her. And, I mean, this is like, you know, this would mean like 2 days off of work. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking the hotel room then for myself. And,
yeah.
I mean, she must have nobody else.
Sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, why, you know, and I was just like so taken back. Well, I still am, obviously. You know, it was like, oh my God, that's 2 days. That means I have to find coverage for 2 days, which, you know, I can do if I have to. You know, but you know what I'm saying? It's like too. I'm being really not a very nice person now.
I get it. What about if you could do it in one day? If you could arrange, if you could leave early in the morning, drive her, get her treatment done, and then drive back, so you can lose a day, but you don't have to worry about a hotel.
No, Dr. Joy, she's going in for the second surgery.
Oh, for surgery?
Yeah.
Aren't they're probably going to keep her in the hotel, or they're going to keep her in the hotel. They're going to keep her in the hospital, I would assume,
yeah.
Won't they?
So then there I am, this, you know, friend, co-worker, and things can go wrong in surgery, you know, and I mean...
Well, but that's not your responsibility. But, all right, why would there be two nights? I'm not terribly clear about that. If you took her over in the morning, the surgery is probably scheduled for first thing in the morning, but they could maybe...
It would be... They want her there the day before.
Right.
So it would be Monday.
Right.
And then she'll have the surgery, and... Well,
but they're not gonna release her that the day of the surgery, are they? They'll keep her when they keep her at least for a couple of days.
Right, they're gonna keep her overnight, she said.
Only overnight?
Surgery must be Monday morning. Okay, surgery's early Monday morning. That's what
right. So you could go in Sunday night.
Overnight. Yep, she'll go in Monday morning. I'm thinking like at 7, and then they'll have surgery on mm-hmm. Monday, and then mm-hmm. she'll stay overnight. And then should aspect. You know how that goes.
All right, well, there are a couple ways of looking at this. You can certainly say, gee, I really can't do it right now. I mean, you could say no. You could say yes and view this as your ticket into heaven, that you've really done something really nice for somebody who needed it, and you would hope that the universe would respond with karmic resonance at some point, and if you needed something like that, that somebody would help you out. The third option, which may be the most viable, is to try and figure out a compromise of saying, I'll take you down there. I mean, first of all, even if it's 7 o'clock surgery, she's probably not going to sleep very well the night before. You could take her down on Sunday and then come back. Because if she's staying in a hotel or motel room, in fact, I'm surprised they don't want her in the hospital the night before. But let's assume that she's right.
Don't.
It sounds like it's an outpatient surgery rather than a hospital. All right. So here's the deal: that you would take her down. I mean, there's several options about taking her there. One is to just leave, I mean, even if it's 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock surgery, to leave at 5:30 in the morning. And people do that all the time for plane and whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so neither of you have to be in a hotel. You just get up really early, sleep her in the car, and then one option, so you're not having to miss the extra day, you're not having to stay in the hotel, which is an expense. And then maybe saying, look, I'll take you down there, and I'll stay for part of the day, and you're going to be in the hospital overnight anyway, and I'll come back, and either I'll come back and get you, or I'll pay for a car service to come and bring you back. And if you figure out the expense of one trip there, or one round trip there, because you're talking about basically going and coming, so one leg of the journey, and two nights at a hotel, it may be cheaper to get a car service or somebody else, or maybe your husband can pick her up or whatever, or you could pick her up, but at least you're not having to stay in a hotel, because, I mean, 2.5 hours is not next door, but it's also relatively doable. I mean, it's not 15 hours or anything. So the question is, how helpful do you want to be here, and how guilty are you going to feel if you say no? So it would seem to me that finding that compromise may be useful for you and useful for her. Are there any other people that you know at work that you could say, look, I'll take her down there, you pick her up?
It's kind of like, I don't even think it's like the bringing down and picking her up. It's almost like she's scared, you know.
Well, I'm sure she's scared out of her skull.
And the other thing I'm thinking is, what the hell's the matter with this daughter? I don't, you know, I'm like, I don't care how many trips you had to make down to Rochester.
Well, you don't, I mean, look, we never know what's going on with somebody else. She may have small kids, she may be sick. And she's done it before. That's not your issue. Don't worry about that. The point is that whether you want to do.
Because now it's on me. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I would find a compromise, because I think taking 2 days off from work and staying in a hotel is a lot. On the other hand, taking her down and either you picking her up but not staying overnight, or seeing if you can arrange somebody else to pick her up, or is this, I don't know where you live, but I'm in an area where, I mean, look, you've got Uber, you've got Lyft, you've got them every place, and it's not going to be incredibly cheap, but it's probably not any more expensive than 2 nights in a hotel and the one leg of the journey.
She'd probably, you know, I'm thinking she'd pay for the hotel. You know, it's mostly,
probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, saying to her, you know, look, I understand this is a really tough time in your life, and if we can find somebody else, I mean, is she a member of a church group? Call up Uber or call up Lyft or whomever and find out how much it would cost to pick her up. You take her down, and they pick her up, or they take her down and you pick her up. Let me put you on hold for just a minute. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Kathy, who's feeling a little bit of a pinch that a co-worker that she's known for a while has to go in for surgery. And the hospital is two and a half. There's no hospital that's closer?
Well, because this is like Mayo Clinic in Rochester.
Got it.
Got it. Hospital, okay. So, they ship everybody down there.
Yeah. Have you called the hospital to see what kind of transportation they have for people? Because sometimes they may have a deal with some kind of car service or something for people who have to come from a distance.
I haven't done that.
Maybe worth a phone call. Is there anybody else at the office that you can think of that could share this responsibility with you?
You know, I don't feel, you know, a part of me is kind of like, like we're treating her like this piece of meat, you know. I mean,
I don't think that's true. It's just that what we're trying to do is, look, you really only got the three options. You can say no, which it sounds like you don't want to do because it's going to make you feel really intensely guilty, and karma really is a boomerang. So, right? Am I correct about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You can say yes to the entire deal, but then you're going to feel put upon, and And that if you can do it, you can write it off as a charitable contribution, I suspect. I mean, you're helping somebody out. Or you could find a compromise. And it would seem to me that the compromise gives both of you some breathing room. And saying to somebody at the office, listen, Sarah needs to go in for treatment. She's asked me. And it just occurs to me that, you know, if you'd like to do a good deed, that I'll take her down, you can pick her up. It's about 2.5 hours, and it'll be our good deed for the year.
Okay.
Because it's obviously you imposing on somebody, but it can be certainly very gentle. And sometimes people are really looking for an excuse to help out. If she's and maybe you have a church group that you know about, or a group of people, or you have a single, you know, somebody who's bored out of their mind or whatever. I mean, so maybe there's something to say, look, it's not a great time for me to take that kind of time off to work. So if it's okay with you, what I'd like to do is take you down, because I know you're going to be really nervous, and I'll keep you company, and we'll do soothing music, and then I'll take you to the hospital, and then Samantha will pick you up and bring you back. And once you're home, I would love to come and be your visit you and make sure you have chicken soup.
Oh no, Dr. Joy, I'm not doing that. I've already said, is there anything I can do?
All right.
I'm going to say that again.
Fair enough. So look, it's really up to you.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to put a smile on my face and say, you know, it's not like I'm not going to eat tomorrow. It's not like my car isn't going to break down. I'm just going to do it.
I think it's a great solution, and you'll feel very proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you have to go overnight. I don't think you have to go down Sunday night.
Yeah.
So, which means you can just say, here's my compromise. I know you're going to be nervous. I thought what I would do is drive you down. We'll just get up really early. I'll come by. We'll stop at Dunkin' Donuts on the way, except she's not going to be able to eat anything anyway. You can buy me a cup of coffee on the way and keep me awake, and I'll take you there so you're at the hospital at whatever time you have to be there.
Yeah.
And then, and you could, as far as I'm concerned, it depends how much you hate driving, that you could come back. You don't have to stay there all day. She's not going to be available to you for the next day at all. So you could come home. If you leave at, let's say, 4:00 in the morning, are there by, 2.5 hours, so 6:30 or 7, drop her, you turn around and come back, and then go down, and it may be Tuesday, it may be Wednesday, who knows? And just go down and get up. And they're not going to release her early in the morning anyway, so you can actually sleep in and go get her. And that seems to that means that you only have to take off, in theory, half a day of work on Monday, because you'll be back by 9:30. You may not even have to take a day off.
No,
just tell me you're going to be in a little bit late. You can the Tuesday. She's the likely. I mean, who knows if they're going to release her on Tuesday or not? But even if they release her on, she'll know. She may not know until the doctor does rounds on midday on Tuesday, which means that you go, and you're only 2.5 hours away, so you can go to work for part of the time, very likely, go down and pick her up. So you've only missed a day total, because you're going to have, you may be able to do most of the day on Monday, part of the day on Tuesday, and who knows when she'll actually be released.
Yeah.
So it's not, and look, driving for 5 hours is probably nobody's idea of a great time, but it's better than flying for 5 hours. And it's better than, I mean, there are probably 5 hours in your week or 10 hours in your week that you tend to waste watching television or doing something incredibly indulgent like sleeping. I think if you view it that way, that you're really doing a very good deed for somebody who I'm sure will be incredibly grateful. And you're going to feel that you just really did something nice for somebody. And by going down early in the morning, you don't have to do the overnight. And coming back, you don't have to do any of the overnights.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss maybe half a day of work. Maybe a day of work at most.
Yeah.
And my guess is if your boss knows what you're doing, that your boss probably won't even dock you.
Yeah, it's, no, you know,
Your boss will dock you?
Yeah, well, yeah, because, see, and see, the other thing is if you get coverage, you know, like in my job, once I get coverage, that's the person who's there then, you know.
Yeah, so, do you have to have coverage? I mean, they can't do without you for a couple of hours?
No, they can't.
What kind of work do you do?
I work with mentally deficient people.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so it, you know, it's kind
you
of...
Need, well, there needs to be coverage.
Yeah, you got to be here, yeah.
Well, so you'll get to take a sick day, and hopefully you're really healthy and don't need most of your sick days anyway.
Yeah.
And this is... You know, we talk about mental health days as being days where you're just so fed up you don't want to go into work. This is a mental health day in that you're earning the stars in your crown.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you will come back feeling so proud of yourself, as you should.
And I just got to remember to keep a smile on my face and, yeah.
Well, and take some music that you like and maybe... do something nice, get yourself a massage or something on the way back or the next day or whatever.
I think recorded on my iPod too, so that's, you know, something I can do.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll keep you company. And the deal being that if you don't have to do the overnight, I think it's going to take most of the onus off of it, because the overnight when you're by yourself is going to feel like a waste of time. You're all by yourself. Uh-huh. Unless having a day to yourself is really appealing.
Yeah.
If it's not, then just do the round trip. If it is, then stay in the hotel, do room service, get a massage, knock yourself out.
Yeah. Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. So sometimes going through the alternatives really does help us make a choice, because it's having no choice that usually makes us cranky. Speaking of which, somebody just sent me an email, a doctor that I know, that there's something now called PrEP. I've actually seen it advertised on the subway and didn't know very much about it. It's called pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is, its brand name is Truvada. And you may have seen the ads about it. It basically says that it reduces HIV transmissions 92% of the time, which increases to 99% if you take it as prescribed. So if somebody is at risk for AIDS, it may make some sense. I still think everybody should be practicing safe sex, but it takes presumably some of the terror out. But, I mean, it's an extraordinary thing. Governor Cuomo has now said in New York that he wants to make New York AIDS-free by 2020, which is 3.5 years. And apparently this drug will allow that to be a realistic possibility. Ready? 855-993-7569. I just thought I would mention that for people for whom it's a concern. As I said, I'm still a great fan of safe sex, and safe sex in two different ways. One is physiologically safe sex, which means use a condom. The other is psychologically safe sex, which means that you don't have sex unless you really want to have sex with somebody and that you trust them enough to be able to discuss issues, to not worry about if they call the next day, that your heart is your most vulnerable organ, not your privates. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have a bunch of movies today. I'm going to tell you the small independent ones first, and then I'll go to the big ones. Almost Holy is an interesting look at a Russian who takes street kids and puts them into something that looks like Covenant House. And the question is he kidnapping these kids or not? It's a very interesting documentary. It's actually, I guess it is a documentary, about no good deed goes unpunished, and you question his motives, Covenant House perhaps being either the accurate or inaccurate metaphor in that Bruce Ritter was a pedophile. That isn't what this guy is, but his motives are questionable, and his methods are questionable. It's an interesting movie. Volante is something that will appeal to probably skateboarders mostly. It's a kid from a third world country who comes to the United States to be a skateboarder, and what happens to that. Not particularly, the kid's very compelling, not particularly my kind of movie. Black Girl is a restoration of a movie that was done in the 60s, it's in black and white, and the woman who plays Black Girl is gorgeous. The idea being that they're in Dakar with a French family who then move to the Riviera for the summer, and the woman has been the nanny heretofore, and all of a sudden becomes, as far as she's concerned, household help because the kids aren't there, and she feels she's a slave, that she came because they told her how great the Riviera was and all the things she was going to see in France, and she is very unhappy. It does not end well. I believe it's a metaphor for colonialism. I'm not sure. It doesn't hold up terribly well in terms of its age, but in terms of the luminous black and white, it's a very interesting thing in the restoration. I have no idea what the original one looked like, but we're talking about a 50-year-old film, so it's certainly looks very modern. It doesn't sound terribly modern. Manhattan Night is based on a novel starring Adrian Brody as a writer for a pulp newspaper. This is film noir, done in 2016 style. It also stars Campbell Scott as a kind of kinky, to say the least. He's nearly unrecognizable. I think Campbell Scott is one of those actors that disappears in the part, and I've always thought he was much more talented than he was given credit for. It also stars Jennifer Beals as Adrian's long-suffering surgeon wife. Linda Lavin is nearly unrecognizable in a small part. It's not a very nice movie, and you forget that film noir was about really nasty people doing nasty things, and it certainly falls into that category. Adrian Brody is often fun to watch. It's not a very nice movie. O.J. Made in America, I talked about during Tribeca, it's 7.5 hours. It's 5 segments that are each an hour and a half. They apparently are showing all five episodes, and you can see them all at one time. The immersive experience actually works as far as I'm concerned. ESPN does some of the best documentaries around, and this one's fascinating. So, all right, Angry Birds. There will be other movies based on apps. Talk about Thin. And fortunately, unfortunately, the combination of Zootopia and Jungle Book, as far as I'm concerned, have raised the bar. This kind of crap, as far as I'm concerned, nobody should make, nobody should see. Adults aren't going to like it. Kids are going to be bored by it. I don't know. You can see I'm not a fan. Speaking of not a fan, Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. I thought the first one was tacky and rude. The only reason to watch it was Zac Efron, whom I think is charismatic on the screen. He's always taking off his shirt, but there's a good reason for that. This has also got Chloe Grace Moretz in it, whom I've always liked. I don't know what she's doing this. Well, I do know what she's doing, which is a paycheck. The idea, Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne play the couple next door having a baby. Now they're having a second baby. And if they thought they didn't like the frat house next door, now the sorority has moved in with the idea that Chloe is supposedly a liberated woman because she's saying that sororities are not allowed to have parties, fraternities are, and that's not fair. So the idea is that women can get just as drunk and be just as tacky and rowdy and scuzzy as men. Wow, liberation. The acting is better. It's a lousy movie as far as I'm concerned. I gave it no stars. You can see I was really furious that I wasted that kind of time. Nice Guys stars Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling. They're fine. They play kind of an odd couple. But this has got, they've got a 13-year-old, Ryan has a 13-year-old daughter that he schleps around, who gets involved in the middle of situations with porn stars, hookers, drugs, violence, murder. And I'm thinking, what are we doing? A mismatched pair of private eyes investigate the apparent suicide of a fading porn star in 1970s Los Angeles. This had no reason to be made. The two of them are kind of interesting together, but it's just kind of to say it's tacky doesn't begin to explain what it is. Maggie's Plan stars Greta Gerwig, whom people are enchanted with her. I'm not particularly. Ethan Hawke is in it playing the college professor who's married to Julianne Moore. Emil Rudolph is also in it. Greta decides she wants to have a child, and as far as I'm concerned, the plot is fairly predictable. The only reason to see this movie, as far as I'm concerned, is Julianne Moore, who is fantastic. And why Ethan would ever choose Greta over Julianne begs the imagination. I mean, she is just fantastic in this. The rest of the movie is predictable and not very interesting. A movie that you probably will like just because it's both heartbreaking, funny, and alarming is Wiener, looking at New York Congressman Anthony Weiner's mayoral campaign in the landscape of today's political landscape. This was a Tribeca. I had heard good things about it. It is heartbreaking. And why he allowed the people to have as much access to him as he did. Apparently, he knew them before. As you may recall, he was involved in a sexting scandal and said he wasn't going to resign from Congress, was forced to resign from Congress. A couple years later, decided to run for mayor, was actually the front runner, and turns out that he was sexting again. This adds some relevancy, some topicality, and Huma Abedin, who's his wife, is also one of Hillary's major advisors. Welcome to Happiness is kind of a cheat, to be quite honest. There's a magical door in Woody's closet that allows those who go through it to erase mistakes from their past. That isn't exactly what happens. When he finds out where it goes, his life will be changed forever. They say it's a comedy. I don't think it's a comedy at all. I think it's somewhat of a tragedy. It's an interesting idea, but doesn't quite work. So pick of the week is certainly Wiener. And you have a whole lot of trash or OJ, you have a whole lot of trash to wade through on your way. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.